Hello everyone, thanks for joining us once again today. I'm on my own doing these recordings, just a wee tripod set up here, so you'll appreciate that these are just low budget presentations. But just behind me here, this is the last devotional that we're going to be doing with regards to the Ulster Grand Prix. We started at the beginning, went round the course, looked at a few places, the Deer's Leap and the Crossroads and the Hairpin and then the finish. And then just behind me, you'll notice very obviously the podium. First, second and third prize get to stand on the podium and they get their wreath, they get their cup, they get their prize, whatever it is. Once they finish the race, and if they have done well, first, second or third, they will receive a prize, they'll receive recognition, and their name will go down in the history books as being a winner. And we think of men like the Dunlop brothers, Robert and Joey. We think of men like Philip McCallan, Guy Martin, and so it goes on, Brian Reid and so on and so forth. Many great racers who raced in the Ulster Grand Prix, the fastest road race in the world, and they won the prize. Whenever all was said and done, and the race was over, many received their reward. And we've mentioned so many times that the Christian life is like a race. And whenever we reach the finishing line and we leave this scene of time, the child of God goes out into eternity, we trust to receive a reward. Now, some people just take it for granted that everybody goes to heaven and that's pretty much it. Well, yes, every child of God, born again of the Spirit of God, will be in heaven. Jesus Christ in John 14, speaking of heaven, said, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." So every child of God is going to heaven, but not every Christian is going to get the same reward. Here in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse number 24, Paul says, "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. Every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway." Paul recognized the necessity of discipline as he participated in the Christian race. He was thinking as well about that crowning day that's coming, whenever we will all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Christian, never forget that we're going to stand at the judgment seat of Christ. And the Bible says that on that day, we will be rewarded. Some people will get a great reward, tragically and sadly, while others will not lose their salvation, they will lose their reward. We read in 1 Corinthians chapter number 3, "Every man's work," verse 13, "shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward." But listen to what it goes on to say. "If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss." That means he will lose his reward. He will suffer loss. "But he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire." So it's so important, if we've trusted Christ as our Saviour, how we live our lives thereafter. There's one foundation for salvation. It's the person and work of Jesus Christ. But once we're saved, we begin to build upon that foundation. Wood, hay, or stubble. Things that don't abide the fire, but will be burned up in a moment at the judgment seat of Christ. And then we receive a loss. But if we build upon that foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, as the hymn writer said, we labour for treasures of worth ere toil ends at the close of the day, we receive a reward. I wonder what reward you and I will receive. Will you be first place, second place, third place, or somewhere at the back of the podium? Saved, yet as by fire. May God bless you today. Thank you for listening. Coming a bit closer just to turn off the microphone, turn off the camera. But we'll see you next time. And thanks for being so faithful and encouraging and joining us day after day.